This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I saw that there is something going on that can help some students at Carl Sandburg College, at least some that may be struggling to try to keep everything together as they get through school. It's probably one of a number of things that I'm sure happen at Sandburg to help students out. And I want to talk about that, and I'll explain it as we go along here with Jenny Stevens, the coordinator of student life at Carl Sandburg College, who's in studio tonight. Thanks for coming in. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Will.
It's a food pantry, and there are a number of those I know in the community in general, but I don't normally think of a college, one like Sandburg, even needing to have one. How did this come about?
Well, food security is one of the biggest issues facing college students these days, and we've initiated some initiatives on campus to step up and help that, and one of them has been our resource room food pantry. We've had it for a number of years, just supported by our amazing employees and others on and off campus, but we had an opportunity this past year to partner with Riverbend Food Bank Davenport, yes, to become an official campus food pantry for our students.
Is that something you mentioned that it's it's been around for a while and has helped students and things like that for a while? Is the problem of, I guess, maybe college students struggling to make ends meet and things like that? Is that a growing problem as you see it?
Oh, absolutely. Food insecurity, transportation, and childcare are some of the top three issues facing the students today. And they're putting all this money towards an education and all these tuition and fees and books. And then what's left over for them to even have food for day-to-day meals, snacks, lunches.
Those costs, even at a community college level, really, really can add up. So I guess I can kind of see how there might be a bit of a struggle there between everything you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine, though, although I joke that I think the cost of my books at college cost more than the tuition, but that's another discussion for another day.
It's getting close.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm sure it's not getting any better either.
No. But
do students vocalize a lot that they're struggling, or is it a situation, I imagine, like with other people that might be struggling, that maybe they might not want to admit necessarily that they may need some help?
It's a mix, but yeah. At Sandburg, they know that they have a strong support system and a family of people there that are willing to help in any way we can and make sure that they're successful. So our students are really proactive about coming up to us and saying when they do need help. So that's when we started noticing a bigger need these past few years. And when this opportunity came forward with Riverbend, we jumped on it.
How did that opportunity come about? How did you become aware that maybe they could help you?
Well, it's really been a team effort on campus between our foundation office and a number of individuals, and the Riverbend actually contacted our foundation office last year, and they pulled a group of us together to make this happen, and we started the conversations. We had one donor in particular that came forward and made the foundation of this actually possible, and it all just came together.
That's great. And so it sounds like that this is something that Riverbend and probably other food banks, as you mentioned, do with other colleges too?
Riverbend, I know, has established a number of campus food pantries in the region over along the Mississippi Valley area and now over our way. And we're extremely thrilled and appreciative of this opportunity with them.
So how does it work? Does a student just come into the food pantry? What happens from there? Are there rules or guidelines or things like that?
We want to keep the rules as simple as possible so that we can give students the most access possible to food when they need it. They can come in during our posted hours on campus, and all they have to do is show their student ID, and then they can peruse the shelves, take what they need. It could be just a grab-and-go thing for that day, or it could be a sack of items to take home for meals that night. We're open every day of the week on campus, and then they can also schedule appointments.
That's great. So, what's been the response, especially as a Riverbend has kind of become involved here?
It's been huge.
Yeah.
So we officially opened the new food pantry on the first day of classes in August, and since then, which has been about a month, we've had over 240 visits to the room alone, which has impacted a total of 922 people in those student households, and then of that number, 121 children under the age of 18 in those households.
That's a big number already.
Yeah, in just a month's time.
Yeah, you haven't been back in class for the fall very long.
No.
There's that part of me, as probably we've alluded to, that is pleased that something like this is available to Sandberg students. But on the other hand, I imagine there's probably a part of you that thinks, gosh, I almost wish we didn't have to provide this service.
Yeah, it does make you realize and open your eyes how much of a need this is. But then it just makes you want to do more and look for areas to make it even better.
So as the coordinator of student life, what else do you do? What other things do you help students with on campus?
Well, the primary goal is to engage the student community outside the classroom so that they're enjoying their college experience, having fun while they're there. We give out a lot of free food. We do share that with students. But I look for ways to provide engagement opportunities, professional development. We do a number of student organizations and clubs, student ambassador programs, student government association, and lots of fun events throughout the year.
So you're kind of probably one of the first people a new student would see then, right?
I do oversee new student orientation, so yes, you are correct.
So that probably makes it easier to let folks or let students know about services like this food pantry without,
yes,
I guess, them maybe feeling too embarrassed, yes, about it. I imagine there's probably a little bit of that too. Like I said, that students maybe not necessarily want to say that they need help when they need it.
It is hard to cross that barrier, yeah, but once they do, and once they are here part of our Sandberg community, they understand that we're here to help them no matter what, and they feel a lot more comfortable coming to us. And it even starts before orientation. Our advising team talks to them about this as well, and just that we have these resources in place for them to be successful at Sandberg while they're getting an education.
Do people ever say, and I guess maybe this is kind of playing devil's advocate here, you know, if costs weren't so expensive for some of these things, you might not necessarily need to have a food pantry or something like this on campus?
It's possible, but I think that need is always going to be there in, sure, some capacity.
Okay. And while you're based, I imagine, at the main campus, do students from outlying areas ever come to you looking for help like this too? I imagine, especially those who have to travel a ways, you know, that eats into your cost too.
Well, being a commuter college, yeah, we get those students that come from a long ways away and they're there. They don't have the opportunity to go back home and get a meal. So they're there with us all day long, and having this available for them, especially over the lunch hours, is kind of a saving grace.
That's fantastic. All right. Anything else we should know about what you do or what this food pantry does?
Well, we actually have another initiative happening, okay, that's in relation to the food pantry.
Do tell.
We're starting a new lunch card program out,
wonderful,
at Sandberg. So it's called Taking Charge of Hunger, and it's a huge initiative from our foundation office where we're literally putting our money where our mouths are and offering a program for students to apply for lunch cards and get lunches from Boxcar on campus during the day.
That's fantastic. For folks who don't know, Lieber's Boxcar Express provides the food service on campus at Sandberg as well. That's a fantastic thing. And that's,
yes,
mostly through, as you said, donations and things like that, that you're able to make that happen?
Yeah, it is completely supported by individual donations. Folks can contact the foundation to donate directly to the lunch card program so that students can get full meals daily from our campus boxcar service.
That's wonderful. And that's starting up here when?
It's happening now.
That's fantastic. That's very good. How has interest been so far? I imagine word's already gotten out about this.
It's slowly. This week was kind of our launch of it,
okay,
and we've had a lot of response from donors, both on and off campus, of wanting to make sure that there's enough money in there to get off the ground this week. So we've got funds in there to make it happen now.
Jenny Stevens, coordinator of student life at Carl Sandburg College. These are two great things that you're doing to help students, and I'm glad we're able to tell folks about them. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. Thank you so much.
And thanks for all, as always, Sandburg does for the community. This is a fantastic thing for sure. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports are coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.